possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Say what you want about AI, but it's here. And it's helping businesses get more done in a day. Wix's website builder is infused with AI so you can stay ahead. Create a beautiful, functional website just by describing your idea. Track how your site appears in AI search results. Create custom images on demand or launch an entire campaign in a matter of minutes. Wix gives you AI wherever you need it. Try it out for yourself at wix.com.
Going on vacation? We're here for it. With kids, who turn a backseat into a courtroom drama over whose tablet is louder, whose charger is faster, and why watching the same cartoon for the 100th time is a human right? Yep, we totally have vehicles to handle that. Because whether it's a road trip or a business trip, where your flight's delayed, your phone's at 2%, and your dinner, whatever's open, yeah, here for that too. Enterprise, we're here for it.
We got a chance of scattered showers today. That's the focus. High of 82. Tonight, scattered showers possible 70. Tomorrow, hot and humid with rain later. High of 88 degrees. It's cloudy and 67. News Talk 830 WCCO. Tax increment financing, TIF. I know some of you are thinking, what the heck is that? Well, it has an impact on the day-to-day operations of cities, how it's run, and a group, a fiscal watchdog group called Insight St. Paul, is focusing on TIFs and how it works in St. Paul and what it means for the overall picture of the city. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is John Manillo with Insight St. Paul. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm fascinated by this stuff. And I think just to give everyone a level set, can you explain, first of all, what tax increment financing is?
Oh, first of all, yes. Good morning, Vanita. Happy to do this. Tax increment financing is a way, people have called it a tool to generate new development in a city. It's been described as a loan that is paid back, but that really is very inaccurate. The city borrows money by selling bonds, but it is, and it's then gifted to the developer to develop whatever project he's looking at, or she. And it's paid back, not by the developer, however, it's paid back by taxpayers. And the problem with that is that there is really no approval by the entity, the taxpayer, who is paying for it. And over time, and in our case, it's been 42 years we've been doing this, it's created a pretty heavy burden on the city.
And with the financial picture of the city right now, how does this play into it? Because you all have really, really combed through so much data and really looked at St. Paul as a whole. How does this TIF situation, how does this tax increment financing play into what the fiscal picture is right now for the city?
Yes. The problem we have is that our taxes are increasing. At an escalating rate. The last couple of years, it's gone up double digits. We've increased our sales tax in the city. And at the same time, our services are struggling. So when you look at TIF, it's probably the greatest burden of all of the issues we look at. And yeah, Insight really took on the task of unpacking what's going on in the city in our financial situation. So when we looked at it and we said, you know, there are certain things that are really a problem we have to deal with sooner than later. And TIF is one of those. Now, the we spent last year, for example, over $40 million in paying debt and interest from our tax base, which never even shows up in the budget discussions. It's just done because we have no choice anyway. And it's grown over the years that it's not a long, it's not a short-term problem. It tends to be a short-term benefit when we do these things because it's instant development. But in the long term, you have to pay for it.
Okay, so I know I've talked to Jane Prince before, who's with your group. You guys have brought up to light a lot of different things within the city. What kind of reaction are you getting? Are you getting any traction with some of the things you've been pointing out?
You know, yes. To give credit to our new city council, which we have a new young city council that clearly has not gotten involved in these problems in the past. And it goes, like I said, back 42 years. But they recognize that, yeah, they want to learn about this. And that's all we want to do. We want to help. We're not out here to point fingers and to blame people. We're here to say, here's what we need to do. There's a group of us. Inside St. Paul is about 200 people now. We started out with four of us. And it's grown. We have a group of nine of us who are, half of them are former city employees and the other half are in private sector experts in all their own areas. And so we're offering at no cost because we want to benefit by the city improving its tax base.
It's so important, the work that you're doing, the things you're pointing out. And I've asked this before, as we conclude here, you do have a website now, insightstpaul.org. Appreciate the work that you're doing, John, and I know it is a big group, and keep digging, because I think it's really important for the future of the city.
Well, thank you. And from here, we will also look at our Parks and Rec improvements, our public works, payment in lieu of taxes on nonprofit properties. So there's a lot of work we're doing.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
John Manillo with Insight St. Paul. It's insightstpaul.org.
Going on vacation? We're here for it. With kids who turn a backseat into a courtroom drama over whose tablet is louder, whose charger is faster, and why watching the same cartoon for the 100th time is a human right? Yep, we totally have vehicles to handle that. Because whether it's a road trip or a business trip, where your flight's delayed, your phone's at 2%, and your dinner, whatever's open, yeah, here for that too. Enterprise, we're here for it.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking for a paint partner that works hard for you? Dutch Boy Professional Series has your back in the store and on the job site, helping you to build your business with top quality, durable products, backed up by expert field rep support when and where you need it. We'll even save you time and money with exclusive benefits just for professional contractors. Trust your business to the paint partner that works hard for you. Dutch Boy Professional Series, available at Menards.